You're locked into the Despirito Team Real Estate Show with host and top realtor Emilio Despirito on News Radio 920 and 104.7 FM. We're talking with industry leaders about real estate trends, money-making tips, and advice on buying and selling the American dream. Now, here's Emilio Despirito.
Hey, good morning. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I'm Emilio Despirito, your show for the rest of the hour. Your show, your host for the rest of the hour. We're off to a good start already. So welcome to the program. You know, we're talking about real estate, the timely, balanced truths of the market. This is no media hype here. You're going to hear what's actually happening here in Rhode Island, in the surrounding markets, and from folks that are industry leaders in their professions, right? So today, to kick off the show, I'm bringing on my dear friend and one of our favorite attorneys, Ted Tapuzis. He handles strictly real estate law, which covers a lot, actually, but focused on real estate. Is licensed in Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Florida, and Connecticut now?
Yep, that's
Connecticut
right.
Now. That's right. And Ted, so welcome to the program, man.
Thanks, Emilio. Appreciate it. Always great to be on your show.
Thank you, man. Thank you. And thanks to your team, by the way, for another great closing the other day. You guys were fantastic. Cindy handled the closing fantastic, getting it ready for us, and your team just always delivers. So thank you so much. Ted, I wanted to talk about, you had some experience recently with a situation and some addendums to the purchase sales agreement. And, you know, the paperwork is so important to making sure that a transaction goes as planned, smoothly, and it deals with pretty much everything from financials to terms, anything you name. It's so important to have everything buttoned up correctly. Let's jump into that. Let's talk about addendums to the purchase and sales.
Yeah, great. Okay. Thanks, Emilio. You know, I always like to try to make the segments relevant to events that have, you know, that take place in my day to day, you know, as you just mentioned as well. And you know, it's worth a refresher, you know, on like how the purchase and sales agreements interplay with, you know, addendums to the to those agreements, and what trumps which document trumps what. And it's, you know, like the example that I have is that, and this happens a lot, you know, so it's not something that is strictly, this was a bank owned property, but it can happen on any standard, agreement. Make a difference. So, you know, there are terms in, you know, so the purchase and sales agreement has a standard, you know, itemization of terms, you know, like that basically, and let's take even a step back from there. You know, in order for a sale of a property to not violate the statute of frauds, which is like this old, you know, antiquated law, but it still, you know, has merit today. It has to be in writing, you know, and it has to define who the parties are. It has to define the terms. And have a sale of a property, you know, that is based upon a verbal agreement. So that's why we have purchase and sales agreements. We have to explain who the parties are, what we're selling, how much it's going for, what, you know, what are the terms, you know, and lots of times during the course of a sale, something will change, you know, like a term will change. Let's say the mortgage amount has to change, or there has to be a closing cost contribution added into the agreement. We've seen this. This is what we live and breathe. And so when that type of thing happens, you always have to look at the terms of the addendum for those specific items over the purchase and sales agreement, because that addendum and those terms that are inconsistent with the purchase and sales agreement trump the purchase and sales agreement. That's really important to know. You can't just, if something was changed on that addendum, then you can't go back to the original purchase and sales agreement and say, hey, this is what that agreement said, you know, because it doesn't make a difference. If both parties sign that addendum, then it's been changed, you know, and so everything on the purchase and sales agreement that isn't inconsistent with the addendum is still valid. But anything that is inconsistent, you got to look at the addendum. So, you know, like on our, you know, and this is kind of, this is the kind of thing that, that will come up, you know, and like, for example, if, and on this bank owned property, it was whether a, the property was being sold with insurable and marketable title. And so, you know, the, there were a couple of things that came up in that conversation, and also, you know, whether the, you know, the buyer could rely on representations of the agent, the listing agent, you know, because there were some things said in the MLS, you know, and it was normal. The agent didn't do anything wrong. They just stated what the town reported as acreage to the property, and the town's records were a little off to what is actual. And so,
kind, you know, the common too.
What's that?
Kind of common that happens. Yeah,
absolutely, very common. That's why, yeah. That's you know, and I know you can relate because you probably experience this often, you know. So it's important to realize that, you know, the addendum, you know, did change the contract, and the contract didn't really reference insurable and marketable, and it didn't really reference you know, this the fact that you can't rely on the representations made by the listing agent. You know, I mean, you shouldn't rely, I should say. You should do your own diligence to confirm the facts, you know, and that's really important about like all of real estate law. That's why you go and do a title search. That's why you do a lien search. That's why you kind of piece these things together. And that's really why, going right back, you really do want to have your own agent, your own attorney. You can't just rely on the players that are involved in the transaction already, and, you know, because lots of times that listing agent might be looking out for their client, may not be looking out for you if you're the buyer. That seller's counsel, you know, although they're supposed to, you know, be, you know, do the right thing by the transaction, you know, and do the search appropriately, do it by standards that are acceptable in the industry, but lots of times, you know, they're looking out for their client, you know, probably a little bit more than what they're looking out for you as a buyer. So coming, you know, new to that transaction, so it's really important to do your own diligence on these things, and you know, and it's also, you know, these professionals that you hire as a buyer, you know, are trained or should be trained in this industry to know what's important, what's not important, how to read this agreement, how to read this addendum, and what the pitfalls are and what to look out for. So this is all key stuff. It's absolutely important. I know you know, we're kind of drilling into the basics of contract law, but you know, you can see from this kind of discussion how it relates to the real world.
Oh my God. Yeah, absolutely. And if you're just tuning in now, we're on air with Ted Tapuzis with Tapuzis and Associates. And we're talking about the process of purchasing a property and how addendums to the purchase and sales agreement can come up, and how the addendums supersede whatever was in the purchase and sales agreement. So it's absolutely important that these are done correctly. And Ted brought up a couple of other great points too. And that's to make sure that you have your own representation. If you're a buyer or a seller, regardless if it's, you know, not regardless, but you want to make sure it's another realtor that's representing you for the buyer side or the seller side, and or an attorney as well on that end to walk you through the legalities of what you're signing, what you're agreeing to, how the paperwork is worded. Ted, have you ever seen it where addendums were executed by both parties and never hit the bank or the closing attorney? Have you ever seen that? And what happens when you go to the closing table and they're like, wait a second?
Yeah.
Wait, right. What do you mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Lots of times that does happen. I mean, you know, it's done for the moment, and it doesn't get spread out to the parties, to everybody involved, you know, and then occasionally it does happen where you're at the closing. You're like, oh, wow, there was supposed to be a credit here. There was supposed to be a price reduction, you know, like things like that happen all the time, you know, or you know, increase with the closing cost credit, you know, that kind of thing. Those are increases the purchase
closing cost. the one good thing about the TRID guidelines, and that's where the buyer gets the CD, the closing disclosure, which has all the numbers on it at least 3 business days before. The one good thing about that is oftentimes we can catch stuff on there. So I mean, my team is trade, and your office wouldn't know because you don't know what paperwork's being shuffled. So, you know, my office is trained to look through. We look through line item by line item, make sure that everything is there. You know, with what we know about in our capacity. And if not, then we will alert, you know, the other, all sides of representation so that we can handle it and make sure it's accurate. But yeah, we see it happen time to time, maybe once every couple of months or so, but it does. So you got to be on the ball. You got to catch this stuff. Listen, if you need any real estate legal advice, or you are buying or selling in Rhode Island, Connecticut, Massachusetts, or Florida, I strongly suggest that you contact Ted DeBuzis and Associates, and you can reach them at 855-451-0841. Again, 855-451-0841. Good stuff. Ted, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Much. Appreciate you. You too, man. Thank you so much. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back here in a few minutes. This segment was brought to you by DeBuzis and Associates.
Now back to the Despirito Team Real Estate Show on News Radio 920 and 104.7 FM. Also available as a podcast on iHeartRadio.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us. I'm Emilio Despirito. And if this is your first time tuning in, this is your show all about real estate. We're talking about the timely, balanced truths of the Rhode Island real estate market. And, you know, when I say timely and balanced, I mean, we're giving it to you how we see it. We're giving you information right out of the MLS. And when we're looking at the media oftentimes, they like to do what? They like to sell fear, because fear sells advertisements. It sells people on listening and tuning in. As humans, we like, I don't know if we like to, but we're always engaged in hearing negative news, right? So if that's what you want to hear, you should shut this off, because I'm going to give you really what's happening here in Rhode Island in real estate. Okay. All right. So people always ask me, you know, I'm a realtor, right? I run 2 brokerages, now Engel & Volkers East Greenwich and Engel & Volkers Barrington East Bay, which, by the way, we just had our grand opening this past week. Thank you to everybody who came out. It was fantastic. And we help folks buy and sell and relocate mainly residential properties. We do some commercial properties as well, but mainly residential. That's our niche. That's what we do, our niche, right? So I always have people and they say this. They say, Emilio, how's the market? And I thought about that question, and I'm going to dive into the market in a second, but I want to share this, especially for real estate agents that are listening, okay? Whether or not you work with Engel & Volkers or any other firm in Rhode Island or anywhere else in the world, right? How's the real estate market, Emilio? I thought, how can I make this answer better for them? So instead of saying great or bad or this or that, I now say, well, it depends. It depends on what you want to know about. Are you inquiring about single families, multifamilies, condominiums, land, new construction, commercial? What do you want to know about? And I really love that, because what it does is it allows me to dial in, dig down deep, and understand exactly what their needs are and what their question really is, right? Because 3 different people could ask you, how's the market? And they could want to know about 3 different areas of the market. So, you know, you can't just blanket assess the whole market, right? Because there's a vast difference between single family homes and new construction right now, single family homes and land right now. Okay. Very, very, very big difference, even condos and multi, right? So we're going to hammer on home the single family market right now. Okay. I'm going to share some numbers with you about the single family housing market. Now, this takes all price ranges into consideration, right? This is specifically for Rhode Island. And these are numbers as of the 13th of December. Okay, it's very recent. There are 1,009 active single family homes on the market. May sound like a lot if you're not familiar with the number. However, that is very, very, very low. Inventory is down near historic lows. The lowest I have seen the amount of single family homes on the market was roughly 640 or so. And that was right around, you know, April 2020, right after they were talking about COVID. I hate even bringing that word up, but so right around then. And then after that, it went up and up and up a little bit. But this is back down to numbers that are so darn low where the market is actually pretty stable as far as days on market and pricing compared to what it was recently, right? Let's look at pendings, okay? Pendings, there's 942 pendings. So right around the amount of homes for sale is the amount of pending. Still, that stayed pretty consistent for the past 2 years. This is actually one of the first times where I see it dip below where there's fewer pendings than active homes on the market. And, you know, look at this over the past 30 days, okay, over the past 30 days, 651 single family homes have sold. In Rhode Island, the median sale price is $400,000 over the past 30 days. And that's a three-bed, two-bath, 1,500 square foot home for about $400K. Now, keep in mind, this takes everything from Woonsocket to Newport and everything in the middle, right? So it's, again, this is like kind of an overview of the market, but this is the single family market. Days on market, 27 days until these properties went in pending and then sold. Now, here's the real indicator, right? You got to look at, there's a section in MLS called active under contract. Now, active under contract means recent pendings, okay? These are properties that still, for the most part, have to go through inspection period, the mortgage approval, all that stuff. And you're seeing these properties now pending in 42 days on market, okay? 42 days on market. So, the reason why I tell you that number is if you are on the market, okay, and you are at 60 days on the market, again, depending on your unique situation, but if you have a, you know, a traditional three bed, two bath, 1,600 square foot home, right, and, you know, it's in a, an area where homes are selling and, you know, good area, 42 days on market is when that property should be pending. So if you're over that, you may have a price issue, but you may have a condition issue. There might be something with the location. There might be something. And that's when you want to reach out to your realtor if they haven't reached out to you and just say, hey, what's up? What else can we do here? And, you know, that's one of the things that I make it a point, right, with my sellers. And I ask them, my clients that are selling, I say, how often do you want to hear from me? Now, they're going to hear from us regardless once a week with updates and marketing, what we're doing for their home. But I mean, how often do you want to hear from me about the market, about whatever it is? Do you want a weekly call, bi-weekly, monthly, you know, and or as needed? And it's important. So if you're not getting that communication, just reach out to your realtor and ask them what's happening. Look, my home's been on the market 60 days. Don't panic, by the way. Let them guide you and tell you, hey, what you may or may not need to do. And if there's no guidance coming from them, then that's a different story. But I can't imagine. I can't imagine. There's a lot of really fantastic real estate agents here in Rhode Island. We're pretty lucky here. So, and if I could help you, if you're not on the market or your house is expired or getting ready to expire and you're looking to hire a realtor, give me a call, 401-359-2338. I'll walk you through. I'll let you know exactly what we could do. A lot of times, you know, people are doing whatever they can to get their home ready. They're replacing a kitchen. They're, you know, putting in new appliances, putting on a new roof. They're doing whatever they can. Don't do any of that. None of it until you talk with a realtor who can tell you what your largest return on investment is. Now, I've got a two-part process, super easy, right? Number one, I walk into your home with you. I walk through the house with you and get to understand your goals, your situation, what you want to do, where you want to move. If you have plans to relocate, whatever it is, I write everything down. I'm there literally just visualizing and listening. That's it. Okay. Then I leave there. I put all the information together, gather all the data that we need for pricing for your home, all the marketing that we need tailored for your home, figuring out who, what buyers, where they're going to come from that are going to buy your home, how we're going to market specifically to those targeted buyers who can afford your property. We then sit down either at one of my two shops, which are both conveniently located in Rhode Island, or I go back to your home and I go through a very thorough and extensive plan with you. Now, some homes need work, some homes don't need work, and I will make suggestions and we'll discuss all of your options. Ultimately, at the end, nothing happens until you decide what you want to do, but I can tell you, you're going to get the most thorough feedback and we're going to set you up to win, okay? 401-359-2338. I'm not just a talking head on radio here. I'm actively selling real estate, never too busy, always happy to help. 401-359-2338. If you're just tuning in now, we're talking about the very low inventory right now. And if you own a single family home in Rhode Island, it is an opportune time to be on the market because of a few reasons, okay? Don't listen to all of the media hype. I'm going to tell you why it's an opportune time right now to be on the market, okay? There's only 1,009 homes active on the market. We're supposed to have four times that amount active on the market. Days on market are far, far, far into a seller's market, meaning it's still a hot market. The demand is there. Homes are selling in anywhere between 30 and 40 days on market, which is extremely quick. Okay, I think it's 42 days until they're going pending right now. Extremely quick. And homes are still at an all-time high price. Low competition on the market when you're listing. Lower interest rates than what they were. They dropped down a bit. So now there's more buyers back there. We have a pent-up demand still from the past couple of years of buyers that couldn't find properties. And ultimately, it's a time right now where the serious buyers are out. Okay. So if I can help you, you give me a call. I'll walk you through it. If you're not in the Rhode Island market, no problem. We've got 1,100 plus locations. And if I don't have an Engel and Volkers location near you, I can tap into my network of top-end realtors, over 100 brands all over the world. And I can go ahead and connect you with somebody who is vetted. Okay. I will help you interview realtors. I will connect you with them through my referral network. Super important. You do not want a slouch. You want somebody that's going to help you out and really take care of you. Okay. I want to quickly, very, very quickly talk about the multifamily and the condominium markets as well too. Okay. So people are always asking, again, Emilio, how is the market? Well, instead of just blanket saying the market is fantastic, I say, well, it depends. Do you want to know about multifamily, single family, condominiums, land, new construction, or commercial? And they say, how about multifamilies? Okay, great. Multifamilies. There's only 175 active multifamilies on the market. This number is far too low, but check this out. If you own a multifamily and you're looking to sell it, there's 260 multifamilies that are pending right now. So there's far more pending than active for sale. And the market is still extremely hot. That's crazy, right? So multifamilies are selling in 41 days. I'm sorry, 33 days. 33 days on market until they go pending. All-time high pricing too. I mean, look at this. The median pending single family home is Wow. It's all right. So six beds, two baths. So a two unit at 447. That's insane. Now, it doesn't mean your two units, 447, maybe more, maybe less, depending on location, condition, all of that other stuff. Terms of the market, 401-359-2338. If you want to sell a multifamily, 401-359-2338. I can help you out with that. Let's quickly look at condos. My producer is like, Emilio, let's go. Hang on, Andrew. Hang on, brother. Andrew's the man, by the way, with this show. He helps make me sound good, which is not easy to do, especially with this time of year. I always get a sinus infection. Maybe you do too. Let's talk about condos real quick before I let you go and jump on to the next segment. Active, there's 203 active condominiums on the market throughout all of Rhode Island, okay? And the median time on market before they go pending is 54 days, up from 13 days. So the condo market is slowing down a bit, but keep in mind, anything under 150 days on market is a seller's market. Inventory is turning, and 203 condos on the market is not a lot at all. It's really not. So two bed, two bath, 1,410 square feet is the median condo on market right now, pending in 54 days. Any questions at all about condominiums? You want to buy, you want to sell, whatever it is, reach out, 401-359-2338. We love being here with you every single week on the radio talking about real estate. You can also check out my blog on rinewstoday.com. Awesome stuff. Again, give me a call if I can help, 401-359-2338. We are going to be right back here with Matt Bates of Movement Mortgage. And we're going to be jumping in talking about the mortgage process. Stay tuned. We'll be right back on News Radio 920, 104.7 FM, streaming iHeartRadio, WHJJ.
This segment is brought to you by Matt Bates for Movement Mortgage, NMLS number 844154. Movement Mortgage supports equal housing opportunity, NMLS number 39179, NMLSconsumerAccess.org.
Now back to the Despirito Team Real Estate Show on News Radio 920 and 104.7 FM. Also available as a podcast on iHeartRadio.
Hey, good morning. It's Emilio Despirito, and we're here talking about real estate. We've got Matt Bates of Movement Mortgage, licensed in Rhode Island, Connecticut, Florida, Massachusetts, and I already said Rhode Island. And Rhode Island, of course, the RIMortgageGuy.com. Give him a shout on there, the RIMortgageGuy.com. Hey, Matt, we got some good news in the mortgage world. Finally, some good news coming up. What's happening?
Yeah, so this week, first off, glad to be here again. And this week was an important week because the economic report came out on Tuesday, and we immediately saw a very nice reaction in the interest rates. We had right off the bat, it was a 67 basis point positive reaction. So what that means to the home buyer is that rates are continuing to tick down, and I believe it's a foreshadowing what's going to happen in the beginning of next year. And hopefully by Q2 of next year, we should be back into a more affordable housing market when it comes to finances and mortgages. So rates right now are in the low sixes, trending into the high fives, which is really awesome thing to say, because for a long time we were going the opposite direction.
And, seven and a half.
Yeah, seven and a half. That happened. Yes. So, I'm very confident in that the reason why rates went up to begin with is to slow consumer spending, because it's so expensive to spend money, and that curbed inflation. And we're beginning to see the outcome of that and how it's working. So, it's good news. It's exciting conversations having with customers and buyers, and I'm looking forward to, getting through the new year and seeing how the beginning of 2023 starts to look.
I think we're going to have a really healthy seller's market again. I mean, with the reports that are coming out, I mean, I thought it was going the other way, really. Like, man, I thought that the market was going to potentially decrease as far as value much more than it has. It's only down on a national level, roughly 1% from where it was. Price is only down about 1%. So they're still at an all-time high. But I was reading Barry Habib with MBS Highway. I know Movement Mortgage is super close with Barry. Barry's been on our show a few times. The guy's fantastic. MBS Highway, he's the best housing economist out there, right? The guy's on point, knows his stuff. And, you know, with what I gather from his report recently, Matt, is like you just said, the reports are favoring lower interest rates, which are good because inflation is finally going down. And from what I gather, they look at 12 previous months. They always go by the 12 previous months. And November of 2021, inflation was very high. And now inflation is coming down a bit. Things are you know, becoming a little bit more affordable than they were, which is very good. Okay. And we want to keep, obviously, on that trajectory. But what that does is that lowers mortgage rates, and that allows for more buyers to afford things. However, Matt, what happened last time when mortgage rates were low?
Chaos.
So we've got, exactly, it was nuts, right? So for buyers, right? So it turned into a crazy seller's market. So I was just talking in our previous segment that there's only about 1,000 single family homes on the market. That's four times fewer than what there should be, Matt. So we've got extremely low housing inventory and lower mortgage rates. We're expecting a very healthy seller's market.
So recently, a lot of conversation that I've had is customers are calling, asking about mortgages and learning about the process and the little cold feet about getting started and not knowing if this is a good time to purchase a new home and is the market good and whatnot. And what I tell everybody is it's never too soon to start getting prepared for it. So even if you're not, if you don't think that this market is the a good market to purchase in and you're not willing to take the risk on taking on a new debt with a new mortgage and whatnot, you can still get pre-approved. And we can still go over your mortgage application to clear up anything that might be stopping you from getting that best rate when it comes time to take advantage of the market. And you can, it's never too soon. There's never too early. There's no, the more time that I have with a customer to get their application in tip-top order, the better the outcome is overall. So, you know, applying, I want everybody that's listening to know that we're not pressuring any, we don't pressure anybody into purchase a home. We move at their speed and when they're comfortable to do so. What is really unfortunate is sometimes folks that need that extra time to get their mortgage application in tip-top order, they'll call and be like, we just found the house we fell in love with. We want to make an offer. What do we do? And I'm okay, let's apply. They apply, and there is something that's holding them back from getting a really affordable mortgage. Maybe it's causing the interest rate to go up, or maybe they don't have their enough money for an ideal down payment. The less money you put down on a mortgage, the higher your mortgage payment is. So if you're like, okay, well, I want my payment to be around a certain number, 1500, 2000, whatever the comfortable number is, maybe that means that for the next 12 months, you save up a little bit more money, and however much you need to save up comes through going through the pre-approval process. And it's like, okay, if you want to buy a $400,000 house and you want your payment to be this, you should be saving, working towards saving this much money in for a down payment. And so again, the message that I'm trying to get out there is it's never too early to get to apply and get everything in order. So that way, when you're ready to go, you got the best.
I agree with you, Matt. Like, one of the things we want to do is we want to make sure that our clients are not in a position where they are like, oh my God, I got to do this. Because guess what happens? Haste makes waste. It's so true when you do, especially buying a house. I mean, you're talking, you know, quarter million, half million, million, 5 million, whatever kind of home you're buying, you do not want to do that in a hasty manner. Actually, my clients buying luxury real estate are not hasty at all. They know money and they understand money. And that's why they're buying $5 million homes. But I find it more or less with not even first-time home buyers, Matt. I find it more with people that are selling and buying because they're like, oh, I've done this before, whatever. You know, I've done this 10 years ago. I know what I'm doing.
First-time home buyers are only have one transaction that they have to go through when they're purchasing a home. But current homeowners that are looking to sell and buy, they actually are going through two transactions. So it's double the process. And again, it's never too early to start preparing for it. And that's what we're here to do, is to get prepared and educated.
Yeah, therimortgageguy.com. Go ahead, give them a shout, or you can give me a call, 401-359-2338. We'll look at your specific situation. You're relocating, you're selling, you're buying, you're selling, renting, you're renting right now, you want to buy, whatever it is. Everybody's got unique situations. There's one other thing too, Matt, that I want to mention. You always mention it around this time of year. It's folks that are going to be, that are self-employed, 1099. Talk with a mortgage broker. Talk with a mortgage broker before you file your taxes, because there's some things, of course, that you can legally write off, but which will ding your income. And work with Matt to understand what it takes to get pre-approved for the size home with the amenities that you want. You could be leaving some mortgage money on the table. So make sure you do what you need to do. And one part, Matt, I want to stress here is if somebody needs to buy a house with an in-law, and that in-law costs, say, 5-10% more than it would without the in-law. I mean, when people have in-laws moving in with them, they can help with the bills. So you have to really dig down and look at someone's, at your financial aspects all around. And Matt is going to do that. He'll run the numbers with you. He'll say, hey, you know what? Maybe hold off on all those mileage credits. Maybe do this, do that, move this here. And he'll work with you. He's not a CPA, but he'll work with your CPA to figure out how you can overall do the best with your housing and save the most money.
And you can't spend the same dollar twice. So if you're going to qualify based off of a certain tax bracket for self-employed borrowers, they're going to file a tax return and they're going to owe the IRS money.
Yeah.
And if the goal is to purchase a home, you really, really, really need to budget for that. And if you go and get hit with a tax bill from the IRS and then that's your down payment money, you might be coming up short on it, which is another reason to do it before you file the taxes. So that way you make sure that you're prepared for the total outcome of all of it. And if it's done right, it's not a problem at all. And we've helped a lot of self-employed borrowers get their home of their dreams.
Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Good stuff. TheRIMortgageGuy.com. Check him out. That's Matt Bates of Movement Mortgage, Connecticut, Florida, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Movement is all over the country. So if you need help anywhere that Matt is not able to service, Movement Mortgage most likely can. Give him a shout, TheRIMortgageGuy.com. Matt, thank you so much for being here with us.
You got it, man. We'll see you next week.
Yes, we will. Next week. Next week is our Christmas show. So we'll see you then. Everybody have a wonderful, happy, safe rest of your Christmas season. And stay tuned. We got RIblogger.com coming in with the top 5 events happening during this wonderful Christmas season. This is the Disperito Team Real Estate Show, powered by Matt Bates at Movement Mortgage.
Now back to the Disperito Team Real Estate Show on News Radio 920 and 104.7 FM. Also available as a podcast on iHeartRadio. So you can see.
Alrighty, on the line with us is Jennifer Jaber of RIblogger.com. Jen's here with us every single week to talk about the top 5 events happening here in Rhode Island. Make sure to check out her website, RIblogger.com. Always know what's happening here in our lovely state of Rhode Island. Hey, Jen, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What do we got on the agenda?
A lot of stuff. We have a few holiday things. On Thursday, December 22nd, Marie Osmond will be at the Providence Performing Arts Center at 7:30 with the Rhode Island Philharmonic Orchestra. She's a multi-gold and platinum selling artist and a CMA award winner. You can get complete details at ppacri.org. It's just another great holiday show. Speaking of holiday shows, now through December 24th, the Festival Ballet Providence presents the Nutcracker at the Veterans Memorial Auditorium. It's one of Rhode Island's favorite holiday traditions. I feel like I went as a kid and then as an adult. And so my daughter's going this year with her school now. But it's described as a happy, joyful play from curtain to curtain filled with youth and hope. And obviously it's family friendly and just a great way to celebrate the holiday season. On Thursday, December 22nd, I feel like we had already talked about Chepachet, but this is a different event. And I feel like in the holiday season, it's just a beautiful place to go. So historic Chepachet will be offering candlelight shopping from 5 to 9. You can enjoy a bit of Yankee hospitality. The local shops will be decorated for the season. They'll have antique street lights out. Just an old fashioned shopping, dining and entertainment experience. If you're looking for Monday fun day instead of Sunday fun day, you can head to Finn's Harborside in East Greenwich for Martini Mondays. Every Monday starting at 3 p.m., Finn's will offer $5 martinis and their happy hour menu at the bar and the high top tables, and there'll be live music from 6 to 8. So that's just a way to brighten up your week or start your Monday off a little bit different. And last but not least, Photos with Santa presented by Duncan until December 24th at the Garden City Center, which is another one of my favorite places to go around the holiday season because they're also done up. It's the most wonderful time of the year and everything. Everyone's favorite big man in red will be there outside the gazebo in a cabin to greet guests and take photos. And then obviously while you're there, there's tons of shopping and dining and just very festive feel.
I took my son there and wow, Santa Claus was on point. Like he was.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Fantastic. I mean, one of the best, if not the best times that I've seen him, he was fantastic. So definitely bring your kids down to see Santa in Garden City. Highly recommend. Good stuff. Jennifer, thank you very much. Every week being here with us, 8 years now, folks, riblogger.com. Appreciate it, Jen. Have a great day.
Thanks. Have a great week.
You too. Thank you. Awesome. Awesome show today. I would like to thank Andrew, our producer, Bill, our station manager, Matt Bates of Movement Mortgage, Ted Tapuzis of Tapuzis & Associates, Jennifer Jaber of riblogger.com, and you for tuning in and listening each and every week here. I'm always here for you if you need anything at all, suggestions, recommendations. You want to know about the real estate market, you want to buy, you want to sell, you want to relocate, whatever it is, I'm here for you. 401-359-2338. 401-359-2338. Thank you so much. God bless you and have a wonderful rest of your day. Talk soon.